Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Guess the Takes next hour. Hugh's favorite segment. You people, will check in with them before the show is over. I did hear a future Hall of Famer take a direct shot at Hugh Douglas yesterday, so we'll get to that as well. And, of course, we're waiting to hear the sounder for Hugh's holiday stocking. When we do, your chance to figure out what's in that stocking for a great prize from Jack Daniels and Gerhardt's. All right, before we go back to the phones on all these topics, would you accept 3-2? Would you just sign up right now for 3-2? I mean, if you give me like some sort of magic thing where I know the Eagles go 3-2 and no worse, no better, I'm in. 11 wins, at least a number 3 seed, division title, home playoff game. Let's go. No gambling over here on this Friday. I got you're on your high horse, Douglas. High roller, Douglas. Whatever all the Douglas is.
I just want to be. I feel like that what you guys are wanting for is the hope. I want to be in control of my situation.
Just football guy, Douglas.
Yeah, I just want to be in control.
Tell him, Hugh.
Lie to yourself, Douglas.
Well, I mean, if it's a lie, that means I don't deserve to be there. I mean, because I lied all season long. I've been a fraud all season. You know what I mean? No, that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about it. Because to me, the way y'all talking about it feels like I backed into the playoffs.
No, 3-2 is not backing in.
No, that's hoping that Joe.
3-2 is winning.
Joe.
They
Joe,
started.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, hold on. The magic number is 3. They win three games. That's not a backing.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, maybe, but they've been limping the whole season on offense.
Listen to what I'm saying. We've had 2 weeks where this offense is looked inept. Now we are okay, but yeah, but 2 weeks where it's really the chickens have come home to roost.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we're sitting here and we're being comfortable with, hey, I'll take 3-2 at this point. Because basically this is what you're saying. We don't look good. I just want to make it to the playoffs and hope it get better. It's not going to – that's not how it works.
Well, I've accepted that they are going to play like – I said that earlier. The average Eagles game is 20-17. Now, they could win every 20-17 game. But you, every time you play one of those, you could lose them, right? It's called a toss-up game.
I hear you.
So what I'm doing is I'm trying to just say, let's get to the playoffs and see if we can win 3 toss-ups to get to the Super Bowl. Rather than the next 5.
Hopes and maybes.
Well, but
I want to be the master of my destiny.
But other than the Raiders, guess what's a hope and maybe?
I want to be the commander of this ship.
Monday's a hope and maybe?
No.
If we think the Commanders games are just going to be walkovers, we haven't watched the Eagles this year.
I'm not saying any of that, Joe.
But if you play 4 toss-ups, and once in a while, you know, you flip a coin 4 times, right? It might go 50-50. It might go 60-40, whatever. You roll it, do it 5 times. It might go 0-5. You guys are being very risky on this Friday.
Weren't we favored in the last 2 games that we lost?
Right, so it doesn't matter if they're favored.
No, but my point is this. We were favored for a reason, right? Because on paper, we're the better squad. We haven't played to our potential all year long. We've agreed to that. We've assessed that, right? So that's why I find it odd, because we're doing the if and maybe thing. No, I don't. That's not comfortable to me, because you're hoping that certain things happen your way so that you can go. No, you go out there and you kick everybody's ass on your schedule and you go into the playoffs hot. That feels better to me, and say, hey, man, we just backed in because Dallas lost. Because that's what we did. Oh, Dallas lost. We got a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
And we're still not playing to our potential.
Maybe their potential is what we think it is. It's December.
That's not the standard that we've set for ourselves.
Well, I mean, reality is reality. This is what they are at this point in the season.
And I refuse to believe
in
reality.
There it is. Now we've gotten back to our reality. All right. a big part of all of this, good, bad, or whatever, is the quarterback, how he plays the rest of the season. The Eagles need him to play better football if they're going to go 3-2, 4-1, 5-0, and then into the playoffs. Let's hear Jalen Hurts yesterday. For the first time, he was presented with the story, the report that he may not want to run as much, and he's made that clear to the team. Here is that exchange yesterday.
Reporting that maybe you're not as willing to run the ball this year. I was wondering if that's true or if you approach a season the same way.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what is how we come to that conclusion or rationalize that?
So it wasn't my reporting, but there's been reporting okay. That you don't want to run the ball as much this year.
Okay. I've always been focused on doing whatever, you know, it takes to win, and I've always put my energy on trying to bring a game plan and a strategy that week to life. So I'll continue to do that.
When you do your deep dive into the past, are you looking at the running game too? Is that part of the player? You're more of a passing game, but
you look at everything.
That was in there cut.
So I'll continue to do that.
That was it?
That was the back and forth, yeah. What did you make of it? So my...
That was it.
No, because I'm...
Expecting more?
Well, I yeah.
You expecting more like questions or more of Jalen expounding?
Well, see, this is where I got to call Elliot out. First of all, Elliot, when he snapped back at you, you can't turtle up, dog. You got
to
go ahead.
Well, so to be fair to Elliot, though... Because he was, I think the way Jalen was presenting, like, where did you hear that from? And well, Elliot has to tell him, I'm not the one who uncovered this. I read it.
I understand that. But Elliot, like, and the reason why I say Elliot backed up, because I understand that aspect of it. But there's data that shows that you haven't ran that much. Like, even I know that.
Yeah. So I guess it could have been, it was reported and.
The data back, that's all.
The stats say you haven't run
like,
as much.
Elliot's still my man, but that's all because it sounded like, he challenged him.
Yeah, we did.
He challenged him. And
like, where's this coming from?
And then Jalen still didn't answer the question. He answered it in a way where he said, he didn't say, no, that's not it. He tried to couch it with, I'm still, you know.
Yeah, it was a filibuster.
Do what I'm trying to win.
It's from the Hugh Douglas school.
That's it. That's all. But he didn't answer the question.
So what I wondered as I heard it was... Is he frustrated? Like, let's unpack this from the beginning, right? There was two reports last weekend, one from Jimmy Kemsky, one from Jeff McClain. They've been covering the team for a long time. Both had independent things where they said they've heard that Jalen Hurts expressed that he didn't want to run as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I believe both that they were told those things, right? By who? I have no idea. But I believe they're reporting, right? They've been around the team for a long time, and when they report something like that, I'm sure there's a reason they heard it. Hugh, when I heard Jalen respond, I felt he was annoyed because there's only so many people that would have that information, right? Like, let's just play off the idea, it's absolutely accurate. He's not walking around the building telling everyone, hey, I'm not going to run as much this year, right? It's a select few group of people that know. Maybe his agent, Howie, the owner, Nick, Petullo, you know, maybe the quarterback coach, right? Like, because they have to know if that's kind of the new philosophy. So if I'm Jalen, I'm like, someone's telling that my, private conversation, they have now leaked that out.
In my new role as an analyst, one of the things that I have to strive always to be is fair and balanced.
That's how you win inside of the year. That's a big J journalist right here, everyone.
And when I hear Jalen say that, and Kyle, if you could pull up, what was the cut? I mean, where Joel Embiid talked about how, or was it a cut, or we heard him talking about?
I think we just had
a
report. Yeah,
we just had a reporter. We had a report that he was looking for
the snitch. The snitch.
Looking for the snitch.
Last year we go.
That sounded like that to me, because it's like instead of disputing what was said, you were asking where did you get that from, and that's to me that's acknowledging that there's a little bit of truth to that. Because the one thing that we know, and this is me, people are going to get mad, but this is me listening to what's being said.
That's what you do.
Because Jalen made it crystal clear, he doesn't really listen to the media or read what was said about him, correct?
Yeah, and I buy that.
So, and I buy it too. So now, he's inadvertently acknowledging that there was a conversation had about this. And he's like, well, who told you that? You know what I mean? That's what it sounds like to me, because he wanted to know where you got that information from. He's been asked questions about certain things before, and that might or might not be true, but that one right there hit home for him. And he was in his way. It's like, where you get that from? Who told you that? Like, basically, that's what he said. Who the hell told you that?
Because again, to me, there's only very few people that would know that. I mean, it's not like everyone would know that was the request or the thought process before the season. So we'll see where it goes from here. 215-592-9494. They need his legs. I mean, we've been talking about this on this show for a long time. They need his legs. When we had Jason Avant on a couple days ago, he said Jalen without his legs is 40% less of a player. I mean, wherever you think Jalen Hurts is among quarterbacks, whether the last 5 years or just this year, whatever, you could argue with yourself about it. Is he 10, 12, 14, or 6? 40% less than that. Hugh, that's a major difference. There's been a lot of quarterbacks over the years that are dual threats. You take away one of the threats away, they're not the same player. So I hope he runs Monday. I hope if that was the thought before the season, then maybe we shift it now because now it's crunch time. You know what I mean? Like, we did this. We tried to run less. It's not working. Hugh, I hope now that we get down the stretch and these games matter more, that he and they are more willing to run him because it'll help.
Well, it doesn't fall in line with I'll do anything I can to help the squad win. And I'm not trying to
do it. Say the F word.
No, I'm not trying to say that Jalen's a fraud or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, he said it. I go off of what he says, and there's been cuts where he said, "Hey, I'm gonna do what it takes to help win football games," and if that's part of it, then that's part of it. So I don't know. But to be somewhat defensive, I'm not going to say he's defensive because, you know, people are like, he wasn't defensive. He was just wondering where it came from. Well, he was curious to where the report came from. That just doesn't sound like, you know.
Do you think there – let me say I don't word this. Do you think there could be some delusion involved here?
It's always delusion. Well, involved.
So – maybe he still believes he's doing what it takes to win games. Like,
no, you can't believe that.
No. Let me say this way. Do you think anyone has made it clear to him, without your legs, we're in trouble here, man? Because I could see him saying, I'm doing the best I can, right? But like, I don't know how it works when you have a dual threat quarterback that is moving away from being a dual threat. How do you be clear with like, hey, man, I get it, but we need this part of the offense. Otherwise, look what it looks like.
Can I tell you the aspect of this that I do know? Because I don't know what it's like to be a quarterback. But I do know this. Quarterbacks are treated way different than everybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. Like they are. And that ain't – you ain't got to ask me. You can ask anybody that's ever played football at a high level that has played with a quarterback of Jalen's caliber. They're treated differently. And they're talked to differently. They're definitely talked to differently. That's why I don't know – I can tell you what the conversations were for me and my team means, and they were used a whole lot of curse words for the most part because I'm built for that. That doesn't bother me, but I would assume that with quarterbacks, with them being the face of the franchise and those guys being as sensitive as they are, the conversations are a whole lot different. So, you're talking about somebody who has had the success that Jalen has had. I would venture to say that he has a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of pull with the coaches and everybody as far as what everything looks like.
I agree. Before you finish, the Hard Knocks the other night, he was conducting the orchestra during practice. He was telling Saquon where to be. I agree. I think he has a ton of say with what the offense looks like.
So that's how I feel. So, and the fact that he said the offense is going to look like what he wanted to look like. So if, with all of that being said, if he wants it to be more of a run-centric offense and he's a part of the running game, I would think that he would have a say in that.
Yeah, and look, I get it. He wants to think about his long term and not get hurt and all those kind of things. I'm cool with that if they could score 30 points without him running. But obviously, that's not the case. The offense has been stuck in mud the entire season. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. I don't think we've talked to this guy in a while. I think you guys went back and forth a few weeks ago. Dylan, the Lions fan, is up on WIP. Is this the same Dylan that Hugh and he had a little battle before the Lions game here? Or is this a different Dylan?
No, there was another Lions fan.
We have multiple Lions fans.
That has not called back since.
Oh, okay. So this is a different Lions fan.
Well, I had to tell Cowboy Jim, how about that D, baby? Big dose of D. That's what he got with them.
How about that D, baby?
Yeah, he got that last night.
It is.
Well, we appreciate the work
got
done,
their tonsils tickled.
Done by the Lions last night. A lot of tonsils being tickled.
I do got something to say to Hugh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do got something to say to Hugh. I think you're going to win inside of the year, and the Darius Slay thing is a grand slam. You don't even understand. He retires. He's going to retire an Eagle.
Mm.
So they will reunite in the end. That's all I got to say.
That could clinch it, Dylan. Guys. Yeah, that's Dylan, good. We appreciate it, man. Good phone call.
That's crazy. That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
I can't wait till you go to the jewelers with your, is it like a...
Cozy, Color Cut Clarity. Nameless plug. I'm going to get them to make me a pendant.
But is it, how big is the thing?
I don't know, because you know the price of gold is kind of high right now.
Yeah.
And I ain't fooling nothing that ain't real.
But you're an insider. I mean, you can high roller when you're an insider.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Is there an insider bonus? Is there an insider your bonus?
I don't know about that.
Mm. You should probably check on that.
Yeah, I need to figure it out, because I've been talking to the guy over there, Cozy, like, gold is pretty expensive, dog. So I got to, put some money aside to help make this happen.
Well, you better not lose that $4 bet to Kyle.
It might take me a while to get it, though, but I'm going to get it.
No, you got to go day one.
Well, it got to take me a couple months because, like I said, gold is expensive.
You'll be fine. Andy in Deptford is up. What's up, Andy?
WIP.
Andy, what's up?
Be hot.
What's up, Andy?
Yo, Joe, man, sometimes, right, I think, like, when you say certain things, it's just like you got diarrhea in the mouth, because if we went 3-2 in these last five games, right, we're going to go in the playoffs in our last six games, 3-3, 500 going into the playoffs. No team ever wants to limp into the playoffs. I just wish, fans would start appreciating this era of Eagles football. It's the most winningest that's non-debatable. Last 8 years, we've been to three Super Bowls. We won one. It's the most winningest coach around, non-debatable, and it's the most winningest quarterback. And all I got to hear is fans call up, want to fire the coach. Joe, you had a show a couple of days ago about wanting to see Tanner McKee.
Yep.
You know when I want to see Tanner McKee play?
Mm-mm.
Never. I don't ever want to see him get in the game, because if he gets in the game, that means our Super Bowl winning MVP franchise quarterback got hurt. So I don't ever want to see Tanner McKee get in the game. I just don't get the logic of some people around here. Like, do you
Andy, we have one of the worst offenses in the league. I mean, that's the logic this season. We have one of the worst offenses.
We're 8-4. What about the Bengals, who are paying more money for their offensive players, and what's their record? I mean, what are we talking about? Like I said, you keep tiptoeing around what I started with. It's the most winningest era of Eagles football. Sure. Non-debatable. I don't care what the offense is looking like.
But no one's debating that.
Most winningest, most winningest era ever. It's a fact. It's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Sure.
So why don't we support the team rather than looking at any little thing to critique and break them down?
Well, isn't the goal to continue to win
the playoffs?
Isn't the goal to continue to win, or is it just to sit there and look at the record and say, look at the Eagles, they're 8-4. We want to continue to win.
Yeah, but you're the one that wants to make a claim that we want to go 3-2 and limp into the playoffs after already losing two games in a row. My math ain't the greatest, but that means we'll be 3-3, 500 going into the playoffs. Who wants to ever do that as a team? Well, answer that one for me, big guy.
But what I'd rather do is stop the bleeding, Andy. That trying to stop the bleeding and get us to the postseason.
How's that stopping the bleeding? You're going into 3-3 at 500. That ain't stopping the bleeding, man.
They're also 4-4 since they started 4-0. Like, they haven't played great football for the whole season.
They're 8-4 overall.
Right.
Okay?
So
they're not playing good football. Are they playing bad football? They're 8-4.
Offensively, they're playing bad.
That's not what I asked you. It's a yes or no question. Are they playing good bad football? They're 8-4.
In the last two weeks, they've played bad. You know it, and I know it.
I'm not that, but you're still not answering the question.
You ain't answering the question, Joe.
At this point in the season, are they playing good or bad? Are they playing bad football? Yes or no?
I wouldn't call it bad. No.
Oh my God! What?
Would you call this a Super Bowl team?
They're 8-4.
Oh, stop.
You didn't answer the question, Andy.
Does this look like a Super Bowl team to you?
Would I say the Super Bowl team? Right now, they're number 2 in the NFC.
No, Andy, you didn't answer the question.
This is coping.
Come on, Andy.
We saw 24. We saw 22. We saw 17. We saw 04. We know what it looks like.
Hill, I'll answer for you. Before I get to that answer, Hugh. First class gas, two thumbs up, my man.
Thank you very much.
As far as are they a Super Bowl team? Absolutely, they're a Super Bowl team. You kidding me? Who scares you in the NFC?
We already beat the number one team
in the NFC.
When we're talking about everyone else, that means we don't feel strongly about ourselves. Andy, I love you, man, but come on. When the first thing you say about the Eagles being a true Super Bowl team this year is, well, everyone else sucks, it means you don't really believe in what we have. I mean, we've seen this before. I mean, Hugh, you said it earlier, and we've all said it. The way it looks right now, it doesn't look right.
Mm-mm.
We've seen it. We saw it last year. Now, again, I know they weren't a perfect passing offense by any stretch last year, but they were the best running team. They had the best defense.
It was ugly. It was gritty. It was ugly and gritty.
But they had something to count on each week.
Yes, they had bread and butter.
And on one hand, I got Andy saying, appreciate this, and talking up what the era is, and it's been a great era. But we also, haven't we got to the point now where we know what great looks like versus not great?
Well, yeah.
We've seen enough great football here in the last 25 years, right? 04, 17, 22, 24. They've been to the Super Bowl four times. The Super Bowl seasons look different than the other ones, guys.
They look special.
Yeah, right.
They look special.
And there's been plenty of playoff seasons. I mean, you go back to 06, you go to 08, which they made a good run in. 9, 10, 13 with Chip. 18. 19, where they got knocked out in the first round. 23, 21. I mean, there's been so many of these. Like, can't we see the difference?
I think so. I think you could tell when the season is special. But the bottom line is this, Joe. For us, to me, when you say, hey, I'll take 3-2, you're just hoping for a miracle.
No, what I'm trying to do is stop the collapse.
That's what I think. Joe, you're hoping for something good to happen. You're not controlling the narrative. You're hoping, well, if we can win 3 and get in, maybe, because it's been said, or that's what Joe, maybe the offense gets going.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
you get your stuff together.
They can't.
Joe.
If they had the answers, we would have seen them already.
There are still questions that we have not answered when it comes to the offense. We don't know what's going on. We don't know why the disconnect is.
Right, but they don't have the answer. It's that where like, do you guys think they're going to start scoring 30 points a game at any point this season?
Yes. I feel like, God. I feel like this, Joe.
Stop.
You got, like, to be honest, you have to have moments like this in order to get down to what's really going
They've
on.
They've had 3 months.
No, Joe, listen to what I'm saying. We have a good squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think we have a good coach. We got a lot of question marks. We know we're questioning the coordinator. We're questioning the quarterback. In order for it to be, or this Eagles team, or any Eagles team after this one, to be a sustainable commodity, we have to get down to the bottom of whatever this is.
Yeah, I get
that. We have to go through this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that fans don't want to do, because it's the reality. It might not be cracked up to what you think it is.
I'm not built for another collapse.
No, but Joe, this is what has to happen.
Nope.
And this is the thing that I think people get mad about, because I never hear anybody comment. When we have these little snippets that we have on the air, they never comment on what's being said. They comment on what they don't want to hear. Why are you talking about that? The team is so-and-so and so. Why can't you be positive? Because something's wrong and you know it. You just don't want to talk about it, because you want to sit in the tailgates and you want to drink your beers and have a good time and get a winning team and not really know what's going on. That's not how life works.
Bury your head in the sand.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you want to do.
Yes.
But something's wrong. Something's wrong somewhere. And you most folks are like, oh, as long as they're winning, it don't matter. No, it does matter. It really matters. Because we're talking about building a dynasty. You can't build a dynasty if the foundation is rocky. You can't. And that's the reality that nobody wants to deal with. That's why when I see this phone line lit up with everybody say, I'll take 3-2.
Oh, yeah.
You're not being realistic about what you're seeing.
Well, I do think there is something to, if they could stabilize and finish relatively strong, at least you feel like, okay, Sirianni got it back on track. He did not collapse 2 out of 3 years. We could figure out the issues after that. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's keep this going on the other side with your phone calls. We'll guess the takes coming up at 1 o'clock here.
Hello. It's here's Helena Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
The time has arrived, Hugh Douglas. It is time for Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliances. Hop on now, 215-592-9494 for your chance to win our qualifying prize at the entry for the grand prize. 215-592-9494 to play Hugh's Holiday Stocking. We'll give you a hint what's in there. You can ask yes or no questions coming up in just a few minutes right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is that time of the day. It is time to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Woo-hoo! Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliance. All right, today,
I'm kind of excited about
everyone is playing for this. The qualifying prize, which includes the Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhardt's Appliance. If you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize. The Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhardt's, and the Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. All right, so here's how this works. Hugh is going to give us some sort of clue, a theme on what may be in that holiday stocking.
Hugh's Clues?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Hugh and Clue in the same sentence. He's going to give us the theme. I apologize. That was a tease. I shouldn't have done that to you. We know you're in your feelings about Hugh's Clues.
A little bit.
Okay. He'll tell you an idea of what's in there, and then you get to ask one yes or no question when you call in. And then you get to guess based on what Hugh says with the yes or no question. Hugh, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's your turn.
You done chewing?
No.
You know what's in the stocking?
I need y'all to tell me off the air. I forgot.
No, we can't.
Excuse me?
Did you seriously forget what's in the stocking?
What do you mean, seriously? Like, I would play about something like that. Okay. I know what it is.
Okay. You want me to text you?
This is great, man.
Yeah, shoot me a text.
This, you know what they did? This is how the pros do it.
You got to be kidding me.
What? Kyle, be
Don't
quiet.
You have a notepad and an iPad?
You know what? I was too busy workshopping my guest to take.
Oh, right. Very difficult. Yeah, dude.
So you're on the next way too much on this plate.
Guest to take me kicking my butt, boy. I
texted you what's in the stocking.
No, I got it.
Okay. All right. Let's bring on our first contestant here. Dean in Blackwood is up first. Hold on, actually. My apologies. You have to tell everyone the theme, Hugh.
It's going great.
You got me all messed up. Because you don't even know what's in your damn stocking.
I do know now. All right. But you, okay, you ready?
The theme. Yeah, don't say the word. Okay. I was ready for you to just say what's in the stocking.
It's a beverage.
Okay, a beverage is in the stocking. Let's go from there. Dean, you're up first today in Blackwood. Dean, what's up?
Is it alcoholic?
It can be, yes.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke, no, Dean.
Nah.
Good one, though. That's fit the theme a little bit. Bob in Pensauken. Hey, Bob.
Yes, is the predominant color of it usually on the scale of white?
What?
Is it a whitish, creamish color, a white hue, along that color scheme?
Be more specific.
It's not hue.
I'm okay. Yes.
No, is it? I'm going to say my guess then. Is it eggnog?
Yes.
Hue did, yeah.
I mean, you.
No, I was letting
Bob,
you sweat.
Bob, congratulations. No, you got it.
I told you guys this was too easy.
No,
I told you it was too easy.
Listen, Bob, great job. Great job.
No,
I told you.
May I give my take on this? This was user error, okay?
No, because I couldn't go with what I wanted to go with.
No, but I think the problem was...
You guys start listening to me.
No, Kyle's right, but you gave it away.
How?
Because when someone asks, is it alcoholic? Yeah,
you got in your feelings about the two questions being perfectly pertinent to what it actually was.
The answer is yes. When you said it can be, that made it too easy.
Oh, that's what it was.
I said
it can be, yes. But when I said it can't, I started with it
can be. Because that means it can't be, which means it's too easy for Bob.
Got you. But okay,
it's a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday. I give you that one.
It's today.
And plus, it was guest online.
Is it your gift to the audience today?
Yeah, that's my gift.
Okay.
Because I don't give out many.
So that's how we'll spin this?
Then. Yeah. No, because I tried to have another guest, but the Blue Jays blew it. He shot it down.
What do you mean he shot it down?
He shot it down.
Oh, your other thing?
My other guest that I wanted to have in the stocking.
Well, I'll say this.
He's like, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have to keep you in line a little bit. Thanks to Gerhardt's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhardt's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75 liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750 milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack.
That's the big dog.
Sure is. At your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. How do you feel 2 days into Hughes Holiday Stocking?
I feel pretty good.
Do you?
Yeah, because I like the fact that, you know, the things that we workshop putting into the stocking, a lot of times the boss is just like, nah, we can't put that in the stocking. That's a little bit too much.
Yeah. Now, what do you do with the stocking when there's eggnog in there? Do they have to wash it out now? Because that's kind of gross.
A little bit. No, but it's in a container.
Oh, so it's not loose in the stocking.
You know, I'm not, to be honest, I'm not a fan of eggnog.
I'm not a fan of eggnog either. Just go to the phones, all right? Matt in Prospect Park is up. Hey, Matt.
Yo, that was a fast Hughes Clues, man.
That's why Hughes Clues has been in suspension for a few months.
I'm sorry, Hughes Stocking. Yeah, Hughes Clues is the reason you guys lost the Marconi, I think, right?
Oh, that it is. One? It is.
Yeah, it definitely
but,
is.
But I talked to a voter, and they said we had it until we kept rolling out Hughes Clues, and then they voted for the Detroit station instead.
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, Hugh, I wanted to tell you about, there's a little story about Frank Sinatra. I don't know if you know this, but he had a really unique way that he enjoyed to eat scrambled eggs. You should look it up.
I'm definitely about to look that up.
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
It's a little freaky. Okay, so Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I agree with, actually, I want to shout out Ken and say that I agree with him that this whole nonsense with the egging of dude's house is gonna, I think the week with having the Hard Knocks, the incident with Pacciullo's house, they're gonna get together, man. They're gonna come together. They're gonna explode on LA or whatever, San Diego.
So, Matt, I tend to agree with you that it's going to bring them together. I think that egg thing obviously was ridiculous by the kids that did it, but I think for the team and they're going to rally around Pacciullo a little bit here. Like, hey,
I really do.
Yeah,
because
it's their fault that his house got egged. If the players didn't stink so much, then no dumb kid would have thrown eggs at the guy's house.
There's a weird egg theme to this call, and I did not intend it, but I guess that's where we are. Yeah, I think that they're gonna. I think they're gonna put up some bombs over Baghdad on Monday, and I think you're gonna see. I think you're gonna see this team come together. I really do. And if they don't, then they're gonna disintegrate. But I mean, I think it's gonna be one or the other. That's why this team is so, you know, crazy, bipolar, Philly style, the way we like it. I mean, but I like their chances. I think they're gonna toughen up. The only thing that sucks is, you know, Jalen Carter going out. It's not good, man, because that O-line is, as others have mentioned, is got some. It's porous, right?
No, you know, it's porous. It's become one of the worst. Like that, I thought it was going to be one of their strengths before the season because those two, you know, great tackles
yeah,
they
that's,
have.
That's
but
how they. Harbaugh designed yeah, it, but yeah. It didn't work out.
Now, every time I turn on one of their games, like, Herbert is just under assault. So, it's our D-line, even without Carter, Matt, good phone call. It has to be a big day for the D-line. Their offensive line is bad.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about some of the guys. You know, Zach Bond got a hand injury, and just talking about Jalen Phillips and concussion. He has a concussion. Hopefully, he'll be out there to play. You have to get pressure on him. I know he has a hand issue, Justin Herbert, but you got to get pressure on this guy.
I wonder, so there's a lot of elements, and we're going to find out more as the weekend goes on. We'll see the practice report today. He was limited yesterday, Justin Herbert. Hugh will find out what he is today, tomorrow, mm-hmm. right by Monday. We'll have a pretty good sense, I'm sure, if he's going to start that football game. How do you think it's good? So there's the obvious, right? Like his hand is just had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He may have to be, and I heard when Dick Vermeil was on the morning show today, they were discussing maybe the entire game in shotgun or pistol, like no under center.
Yeah.
I also wonder... Because he runs, and he could use his legs, and he's a big quarterback. Like, he can move and create plays. Do you think he's going to be less likely? Like, let's just say the pressure's coming, right? He's got a choice. He could throw the ball away, but typically he will try to give a stiff arm, run, get out of the... Do you think he just goes down on Monday so he doesn't get that hand crushed?
I think he plays, Joe. I think, for me, if you're out there... And you're looking at, I'm looking at the standings of his division. But if you're out there.
Oh, they're 8-4.
Yeah, they're second in the AFC. Yeah. You have to, everything, all your faculties have to be available to you, in my opinion. Because you never use an injury as an excuse when you're playing. And I understand that, you know, the hand is different and he's a quarterback. But still, if you're out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to give it 100%.
The one thing that could just totally affect him, though, if they flush him to his left, he's not going to be able to tuck the ball in his left hand if it's all... You know, I'm assuming it's going to be either wrapped or, you know, in some sort of sleeve, like the fingers.
Yeah.
So, he'll have to hold the ball in his right arm, and, you know, that's the way they could force some fumbles there. 215-592-9494. Art in Philly is up. Good afternoon, Art.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And a lot of this call is to your buddy there sitting on the left side of your right mm-hmm. side. Kotite knew about him. That's one thing I can say for Kotite. He made a good pick, you.
He didn't do many things right, Art, but he picked Hugh. He did what that was right.
Yeah, but the other thing I want to say, and his boy down there in Dallas absolutely stinks. They'll never win with that guy at quarterback.
Tell him, Art.
He's a bum. A bum. Look, our quarterback's better than him, and I want to get rid of our quarterback. Anyway, how about this... Desmond Watson. What do you think about him filling that center defensive line to stop the run? They're going right through us. Is something wrong with that guy?
Oh, they want the 450-pound guy.
The guy from the Bucks, right? That he.
Yeah.
You want to get him in here?
I want him in here to put him in the middle of our two studs over there. Remember in the beginning of the year, I told you don't pay this corner. I got that on record. Don't pay corner.
You know what? You look right about that. He has not had a great season, and now he's hurt again. It's not good.
Well, he did pick up his game. I'll tell you, he is a great player. I love the guy. We can't get rid of him.
So what are we doing at quarterback, Art, next season? We want to draft.
You gotta go with the backup. Come on, he's way better.
Yeah, it's McKee.
Yeah, he's way better. We can get some big guys from the Ohio State. Trade him and get all these picks like Dallas did. And that's how we'll win. So what about the elephant man? Is there something wrong with that guy?
I mean, I guess Todd Bowles does it that he could play, but if he gets cut, he's out there. Art, we could bring him in for a little tryout. Art, we appreciate the phone call. Art's got a lot of takes. He's coming after you for the Dak thing. He wants a new quarterback. He wants Tanner to play, and he wants the Desmond Watson kid from the Bucks. Brought a lot to the table.
You know, it's funny, the Dak thing. I still say that Dak looks like a leader.
Dak is a leader. I mean, is that debatable?
And last night is one game, and everybody likes, he chokes in the playoff. Okay, that's fine. Still looks like a leader. And I don't like the Cowboys, but I can have an opinion that doesn't jive with yours.
Nope, not a lot.
Yeah, I know. For some people, that's not the case. But it is what it is. If you don't like it, if you didn't like what you saw, then I don't know what to tell you. My office hours are from 10 to 2 p.m., and since he called within those office hours—
Is this an office?
We can discuss it. Yeah, this is the—or it could be a couch.
Yes, I feel like it's more like a couch.
Yeah, it's more like a—yeah, but it's where we litigate these things that people want to litigate. But we don't do it after the hours. We're hell diving, and we're playing Destiny, so don't
who's,
come
who's
at me.
Where you are.
Yeah. Well, me and my clan, we're hell diving.
Why?
Because it just felt appropriate. It felt apropos.
It never feels appropriate. That's the problem.
It felt apropos.
It did not. It absolutely didn't. All right, Ken and Cinnaminson with
we got the clap back.
Well, I'm sure a lot of response today because he was taking blows left and right from the callers here. What's up, Ken?
I wasn't going to call, but when my name is taken in vain, I feel like I need to respond. Plus, I do want to address the topic at hand. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's get to the moron out in San Diego. Obviously, I'm living rent-free in his tiny little brain, and I don't even listen to what he says. So I don't know if he said anything about me or not. I can only derive that from Cowboy Jane. And Cowboy Jane, I would say, if you're going to take my name in vain, get it right. It's Ken from Cinnaminson, not Cinnamon, a town that he could not possibly afford to live in. So, let's just leave that there. And I did hear Rhea take my take this morning. She didn't credit me for it, but I did hear her take my take this morning about the egging incident kind of galvanizing the offense. So
these are
big accusations.
I serve the public. And Hugh,
yes,
you are the analyst that Booger McFarland wishes he could be. That's all I want to say.
I see that. I like that parallel. Yeah, you're like evolutionary Booger.
Evolutionary Booger.
Someday Booger wants to grow up to be Hugh. That's exactly what it is. So I don't know. Look, I don't know why you would settle for 3-2. They're better than every team left on their schedule. They just are. So why would you settle for losing to two of them? I mean, it's December. This is where the men separate themselves from the boys. This is where we hear Nick say all year long, your goal is to be playing your best football at this time of year and to work towards that. So there's nobody who could possibly suggest that they have been playing their best football yet. But, it's not as bad. Like, it always seems worse than it is until you watch everybody else. And then you realize it's not as bad as we think it is. We have recency bias on a lot of this stuff, and we get so myopic on what's going on with our team that we fail to look at the big picture and see that You know, it's just, it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Justin Herbert's not going to finish the game Monday night. I'm assuming he's going to start it, but he's not even going to finish the game. There's no way he finishes that game. So you're going to get a heavy dose of Trey Lance. So if we're worried about losing to Trey Lance, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, you probably shouldn't just watch. The Buffalo Bills are once again the most overhyped, overrated team in the NFL. Every year, preseason, they're at the top of everybody's poll for the AFC representative in the Super Bowl. And then Sean McDermott does Sean McDermott things all year long, and the Bills don't even get past the second round of the playoffs. So,
well, and this year, they're not even going to win their division, most likely, at this point.
Exactly. So, you know, Sean McDermott would have been fired 3 times already in Philadelphia. He was the head coach here, but, you know, he lives up there in Buffalo where there's literally nothing else to do. And you know, they're just really super nice people. So I have to say that because it's true. So I just don't know why we would accept 3-2 when they're going to play 4 teams left on their schedule over the next 5 games, all of whom they are better than. And all of whom they should beat.
Well, it's fair, but we would have said that 2 weeks ago that it was 7 teams left on their schedule they were better than, and they've lost to 2 already. So that
I'm just whistling past the graveyard here, but I am still not picking up 2023 vibes from this team. I'm just not. I mean, the game against the Bears was just the worst game of the year that they played. They played terribly. In every aspect of the game, they were bad. And, you know, every once in a while, you're going to have one of those. So, you know, it's not like they got run off the field in Dallas. The way they lost is worse than the fact that they lost. And that's part of what's sticking in people's craws is that they ran out to a 21-point lead.
Yeah, oh, of course.
If Jake Elliott makes his field goal, you know, Brandon Aubrey's not beating them at the gun. So, you know, it's the stuff that they're doing wrong is correctable, and I do think I know I said this about the Bears game, but I think it has to come to fruition on Monday. This is a get right game for the running game. You can run on this team. Anybody can run on this team, and I do believe that they're going to run the ball on this team. So, why would you expect 3-2? Why would you accept 3-2?
Four and one only. Well, and that would be great. And can we appreciate the phone call and the response, which this has been quite a day for caller on caller crime.
I guess the best way
I could frame it is, even in the Cowboy loss, right, that this is who they are. Does no one else seeing what I'm seeing? Every game is the same. They're all 21-18. Like, okay. They're all the same. So they could win all 5 of the next 5 games the same way, but they could they also could lose any particular game, because when you play 20-17 games, how do you guarantee anything?
Hold on, you just described NFL football.
Right, yeah.
Anyone could lose any game.
Well, I know that.
There's no easy way out.
But the Eagles' margin has been smaller this year than the other good teams.
I will say this: for me, it looks like you figured out offensively in one scenario, and then for whatever reason, the communication breaks down.
Was it not good enough?
Well, no, that's because your communication breaks down. I think the execution at times is pretty good. You just have to find that consistency.
But isn't
it, sustainability?
Isn't consistency just what better players do? Because they could do it more often. Like, we always, if Jalen was more consistent, that means he's better. He's inconsistent because he's not as great as the other guys. I just feel like we use consistency in a way like, well, if this pretty average player was more consistent, he'd be great. If he was great, he'd be more consistent.
Here's the reality of football. Football, for the most part, is repetition. Like it is. Like, and it's recalling, you know, certain things. Like, you know, I wasn't going to go here, but yesterday, you know, we had a play football with, you know, I had a, you know, the video game thing with the guy that we came in. And
you got to play Madden yesterday.
Play Madden. I don't play Madden.
And I predicted you were going to get rocked.
Yeah. So I was playing against a guy, and he's a Madden player, and he was happy. You know, I know how these things go, Joe. People come in, and they want to beat you because they want to tell their friends.
Yeah, like I cooked Hugh Douglas in Madden.
And so we played, right? And I don't play Madden. Y'all know I hell died with McClan and all that other good stuff. That's making quick. But anyway, long story short, once I got locked back in.
Yeah.
To football.
How'd you do?
I beat the brakes off that cat,
What
man.
Team were you guys?
He made me play with San Diego, right? Well, L.A. The Chargers.
So you were the Chargers?
I was the Chargers.
And he was the?
He was the Eagles. Dude.
But this isn't a good omen.
I ain't let him win. No, because I knew what it was going to be. But listen, Kyle, once I got back into football mode and I saw the defense he was playing a single high safety, right? And he was dropping the other safety down in the box because, you know, the Chargers can run the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I remember this because, you know, I really watch film like Jason Devine watched film. But when I started seeing, I was like, oh, wait a minute. He has the safety cheated to the left side of the field.
Look at this guy over here. Bill Walsh Douglas over here.
No, but hold up, Joe. And so it was a couple times where I got caught because I kept pushing the wrong button, throwing it to the wrong side of the field. Mm-hmm. But my man Austin, he was in there. Austin's our IT guy.
Yeah.
And when he showed me, I was like, okay, where the buttons and stuff. Long story short, I started dropping dimes, threw for 357 yards.
Can you go to the NovaCare and share this with our football team?
I'm just saying, dog.
So Herbert was – you were slinging it with Herbert. How did Jalen do against your defense?
I had 5 sacks.
Why didn't he get rid of the ball?
Well, because I didn't really know how to tackle. So it was a couple times where I didn't know how to tackle.
You just run into him.
You could shake him off though. Like you could shake off.
Oh, so you were getting
hit.
What's his name? Yeah. The D tackle hand. What's his name? I got it.
I haven't bought him in a while.
Norman Hand.
Norman Hand is not his name, John.
And Norman Hand played 30 years ago.
I was about to say Norman Hand. Deshaun Hand. It's Deshaun.
I just wondered if I could slip it by you. Yeah,
no, because I remember. Because when I first saw it, I was like, wait, but that can't be Norman Hand.
Norman Hand, it's like your age.
Yeah, but the bottom line was, man, listen, when I caught him in that single high safety, started dropping dimes. I mean, and then at one point I thought, this is a bad omen. But it's not, because I can't play.
You know Norman's not with us anymore?
He isn't?
No, it's sad.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
I didn't know that. No, is that his son? Is Deshaun his son?
We can look that up.
Yeah, let me look that up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So, shout out to I forgot the guy's name. I beat the brakes off of him, Madden.
Shout out to the guy I beat yesterday in Madden.
That beat the brakes off.
215. You were very proud of him, too, when you walked in.
No, it was just funny because he was getting ready to trash talk. And I didn't say anything because I didn't know how to play. I didn't really care until I saw him start trying to talk trash.
I just wonder, I mean, I feel like there would have been a better omen if you let the Eagles win. You beat the Eagles with the Chargers.
I know, but you do anything.
But we got you don't have to throw the ball for 5 touchdowns with Herbert.
Dude, I was I didn't know how to play.
He's got a laser for an arm, huh?
No, listen, because you know it's pressure sensitive.
Yeah,
I was throwing darts. Bam! Touchdown.
Not the son of Norman Hand.
Okay. Not the son. Joe, I was proud of myself.
Different hands.
And Austin was over there like, man, you sure you've never played this before? Never.
No, I don't know if we believe you about that one. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm giving everyone a chance to sign up for a 3-2 finish to the season. If I told you that right now, would you sign up for 3-2, clinch the division in the playoffs, or would you let it play out, which could be great, or it could be bad? High Roller Hugh over here playing this thing out. Where do you come down? Plus, we'll get to Hugh's favorite segment, Guess the Takes. What is everyone talking about after week 14 in the NFL? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.